This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's good to be here with you. And before I get started on my first topic today, that song makes me feel like I should be swinging out of monkey bars. But me and my buddy Vox Day are planning a European tour. So please subscribe to my email list at hugepianist.com. Let me know what countries you want us to go to. Definitely not England or Scotland. No offense, guys, but I'm bringing my family, and I don't want them to see Daddy in handcuffs. So, but I'm thinking, you know, Poland, maybe like Estonia, Italy, Spain, Croatia. Let me know. Hugepianist.com. You can email me. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Just comment on my videos. Let me know the countries, because I have a big audience in England and Scotland, but I'm going to pass on that whole thing. So just let me know, because I have no idea if people know me in, like, you know, Belarus. But I want to give it a shot. Anyway, it was, it was very heartwarming to see Alex and Joe Rogan work out their differences, you know. But I didn't work out my differences with Joe. I still believe he's a sodomite, and I can prove it. I can prove it today. And as Alex said, there it is. Look at that picture. Now, look at that picture of Joe. For those of you just listening, he has his earring in his left ear, and he's giving the A-OK sign with his mouth open. And the A-OK sign, look at it. And by the way, that's not him at like 18. That's him at like 30. He's like 30 with his shirt unbuttoned, and he's saying, A-OK. Okay, so that A-OK symbol, this, right? Some people think it's like a satanic symbol. It might be. Some people just think it means okay. Some people said it's white. Well, I don't know what it is in the gay community. It means you're open for business. So what he's saying in this picture is there's a part of my body that's open for business, and so is my mouth. And you're like, hey, Big Bear, you're misinterpreting that. He doesn't actually like watching gay guys make out. Really? Check out this tweet from Joe Rogan. Call me romantic, but I love when gay guys on a date are comfortable enough to kiss in public. No, there's another word for that, Joe. It's not romantic. It's called being a sodomite. And it's like, oh, well, Big Bear, that's from 2012. Yeah, he was in his 40s. That's older than I am now. Big Bear, why are you so obsessed with Joe Rogan? Why are you so... Look at Obama right there, open for business. Bill Clinton, open for business. They're all saying, look, that part of me is open. It's open for biz. And look at how Joe's face is. He's saying, listen, everywhere is open for business on me. And so, the thing is I'm, there's people in my life that I care about that, well, there's not two earrings, including a hoop right there. Joe Rogan, wearing a leather jacket and like, one of those white beater tees. And he's looking at you saying, I will do, you want to have a fear factor? You want to have a fear factor? Let's see who's scared first. I mean, sodomite. And people are like, well, what's wrong with that? A lot. It's actually a sin. It's a sin to want to be inside of another man or have a man inside of you. I mean, some of the unbearables, Twinkle Bear has a boyfriend, but I'm way less freaked out by a guy that's like, listen, I pump. Okay, I don't approve of that lifestyle, but at least you're honest with me. People living in shadows, they're capable of anything. So and on Fear Factory, try to get people to drink goat semen. That's a true story. Why'd they pick the goat? Gee, I have to really think about that. So in closing, I'm from the bottom of my heart, I'm touched that Alex and Joe made up in their 5-hour session. And I think that's great of Alex to bury the hatchet, you know, turn the other cheek and whatnot. But I think I just proved that Joe is, in fact, a sodomite, and he's open for business. He'll take it any way he can, and he wants to do a fear factor with you, most likely behind a dumpster. So when he says, hey, you want a dumpster pump? Say, no, Joe, I'm not open for business. I'll be back in a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about words and what words actually mean and how to not be tricked Cheers. Joe's a sodomite.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
Love that, man. Good to be back, everybody. Right now we're going to talk about words. I love words. And I love the math of words. I love the truth of words. And I don't love when people manipulate words. And I was laughing today at a very funny meme about Amy Schumer. It's Amy Schumer, you know, is a very piggish comedian who just this is me. For those of you just listening, it says straight man, and it's a straight line of light, and it's the Pink Floyd prism. And the Pink Floyd prism from Dark Side of the Moon, it says Amy Schumer sex scene, and then on the other side, it's the rainbow. Of course, I laughed out loud at it and said, that's really funny. If you watch, you know, piggish Amy Schumer nude for a second, you probably would take off Joe Rogan on one of his many sodomy offers. But then I started being like, wait a minute. No, the rainbow was, it is about the covenant with God. It's from the Bible. You know, when the flood ends and God shows Noah the rainbow, it's basically like, we all good, yo. So the sodomites took the rainbow, and they also took the word gay. Gay meant happy. So I want to take a little time right now and talk about what words really mean. And if you listen to Alex Jones or me, there's a good chance that people have called you a conspiracy theorist. You a conspiracy theorist? I'm not one of those conspiracy theorists. I mean, listen, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I think, listen. My fans get me, you know, some entertainers, people give them drugs or panties, not me, Bibles and dictionaries. So this is the Oxford English Dictionary from the 70s, not even that long ago. Let's look up what conspiracy actually means. Conspiracy. The action of conspiring. Okay. So if that's the action of conspiring, what does conspire mean? So this is how reasonable people reason through things, how you can work through problems and come to the right answer. Logos, you know? So let's see, what does conspire mean? Conspire means to breathe together. So basically everyone in a yoga class is conspiring. To combine an action or aim to concur, cooperate as by intention, to agree, to unite, and producing. Okay, so let's just cut the BS here. To conspire means to hatch a plan. And theory, you know, theory just means you have a possible solution. You know, in the scientific method, you come up with a hypothesis, you test it, allegedly. We'll get to science later. But then you get a theory, like the theory of evolution, the theory of gravity, the theory of Russia collusion. So a conspiracy theory is nothing more than possibly uncovering a plan that people put together. Human beings are social animals. We function in a hierarchy. We function in groups. We function in tribes and families, nations. our entire life is nothing more than a series of conspiracies. Like, I conspire with my friend to go get beers, and then I conspire with another friend to make secret, this is according to dictionary.com, make secret plans jointly to commit an unlawful or harmful act. That's one reason why I like the print, is because they added secret, even though secret is still doesn't matter. You know, even a secret plan, there's conspiracies all the time. Like when Alex Jones was kicked off every social platform for being a conspiracy theorist, it proved a conspiracy. If you get kicked off Facebook and YouTube and Spotify and all that in the same day, that means there was a secret plan to do it. Do you understand how insane that is? They kicked Alex Jones off because he's a conspiracy theorist by hatching an obvious conspiracy. Let's look up some more words. And there's a reason that they do this. Oh, and Owen was saying earlier about calls. I'm down to take a call here and there. I always enjoy that. Okay, this is the word discriminate. The action of discriminating or distinguishing. A distinction with the mind or in action. That's what discrimination means. So when someone goes, Big Bear, that's discrimination. Yeah, you want to know how much I discriminate? Every single day I sexually discriminate against all women that aren't my wife. When I eat, I discriminate against poison. I discriminate against Jews. No, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to do a hyperbole. But discrimination is what reasonable people do. That's what reason is. That's a conscious mind. That's a mind that's aware. You say, want to know who doesn't discriminate? Slaves, prostitutes. You know, if a prostitute is the definition of no discrimination, a sex slave. They have to have sex with everyone presented to them by their pimp for money. That's a lack of discrimination, and it's hell. It's horror. Let's look up another one. I didn't want to waste the good people's time, the good fans of InfoWars, so I did a couple of page markers ahead of time. Oh, that's moron, so that means we have to do retarded first. Oh, we can also do prejudice. Prejudicial. That means examination previous to trial. Okay, I am prejudiced of men covered in blood holding a machete that are walking up to my house. They could be coming to share the news. To share the good news, the gospel, the good news. And it turns out I was wrong. That maybe just because they, look at the noun right there. Preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience. That's not what it's in the dictionary. That was changed. That's why I don't trust the online dictionaries. And people go, well, words evolve, Owen. This is the 1970s, guys. This is the 1970s right here. This book is from my brother's lifetime. Okay? Imagine playing Monopoly and someone goes, well, you're the thumble. You're the thimble. And I'm the hat. You have more properties than me, so I'm gonna be the hat. I'm gonna be the thimble now. Like, no, but I'm the thimble. Yeah, things evolve. No, that's called theft. These words have meaning. Okay, retardation. I'll just sum it up for you. I know what all these words mean. To retard, to retardation, that means, you know, to impair. Like, I am retarded when it comes to certain things like spelling, organizing. You know, when my wife recently cleaned the couch cushion, she found a ton of crayons from our sons and a bunch of screws and nails from me. Like, I am retarded when it comes to not taking nails and screws out of my pockets. Okay, you know what moron means? The same thing, except it has an IQ it distinguishes the IQ. Because back in the eugenics program pushed by, you know, Darwin and Rockefeller and a whole bunch of men in little hats, shall we say, they were killing a lot of these people. All right, so moron says a stupid person, fool. Oh, but when you really dig in, it means someone with an IQ of 50 to 69. And what happened to those people? They got their testicles removed. What does idiot mean? What does imbecile mean? Idiot was someone with an IQ of 0 to 25. and idiots were not allowed to vote in California until 2007. That's a true story. In 2007, legally, idiots were allowed to vote in California. What happened in 2008? That's a true story. So what? Why did retardation, retarded, why did those become bad words? Because those were the PC terms. Those were the PC terms because they didn't have the blood on their hands of the eugenics program where they were not allowing morons, imbeciles, and idiots, which were all, look, Joe Rogan's open for business, which were all IQ distinguishing words. They were tied to such horror that they were like, okay, let's just call people retarded because it's not so horrifying. And now people are like, don't say retarded. Don't say retarded. What? To retard a note in music is to hesitate. To retard a yeast retardant means to hold back the yeast, or a fire retardant. These are words that have meanings and use. You should be prejudicial. Prejudge sex offenders if they're going to be babysitters. You should have all these things. So anyway, I'll be back in a minute. Think about the words you use. Think about the rainbow. The gays stole the rainbow. I'll see you soon. The sodomites, not the gays. They got me.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Street work. When I lived in the town that they live in, and I would be his groundsman. I'd be his Bravo. My brother's just like me. Like, we both spiral and get really intense and just talk intensely, and then cut down trees. But when we turned on that song, it would just be silence, and we just roll up. Anyway, I'm about to talk about science. But first, I want to say that I will take calls. I've never taken calls on this before, but I always enjoy that when Alex does. The phone number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. So if you want to call up and talk to me, that's fine with me. I mean, I like having interaction. If I'm just alone too long, by the end, I'm just like, Beyonce is a hologram. I legit think that there's a decent chance that that's true. But see, those are the ones I can't prove at all and kind of give conspiracy theory guys a bad name, because I have no evidence at all that Beyonce is a hologram. But, I mean, prove she's not. All right, anyway, we're going to talk about science, because people are starting to see science as some form of religion where they're like, science is proven. Without science, you would not have airplanes or computers or automobiles or engines. Now, that's all called engineering. It's engineering. It's not science. Science crafts, like a spider, the tale of why something is after it happens. You know, everyone's like, yeah, tell that to penicillin when you're a child, sir. Is insane. Yeah, penicillin was known by like Turkish horse wranglers for centuries. They would put like yeast or under a saddle because they would grow the mold and it would cure stuff. And then science rejected it for decades until they were forced. Science is nonsense. Engineering isn't. Some science is good. Science as a profession is nonsense, because the whole thing is based on satisfying your financial backers and proving someone else is wrong. That's the whole point. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. I mean, and by the way, more than 50% of scientific studies are not replicable. You can't replicate it, which means it has no value whatsoever. Bill Nye the Science Guy is less scientifically educated, by the way, than my stay-at-home mother wife. She has a better degree in science than Bill Nye the Science Guy. I would allege it's possibly Bill Nye the perverted guy. I mean, the guy screams perversion. He screams sticky fingers. I mean, the guy's a sick little man. Bill Nye, the Science Guy. I wonder if Wetzel's pretzels, I wonder if Wetzel was like, listen, I gotta get into pretzels. My name's Wetzel. And Bill Nye's like, I gotta become the Science Guy. I mean, cause pedo guy, I guess, is taken. Anyway, check out this short film. It's funny, but it kind of explains exactly the problem with science. Cause science isn't about finding truth. It's about satisfying your masters.
I do sleep less than you, though. I know we both just don't get a lot of sleep, but sometimes when I have to get up to change his diaper, it takes me like an hour or two to fall back asleep.
Takes you an hour to fall back asleep?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it takes me like 3 hours every time.
Baby, it's not a competition.
Yes, it is. So I did what I always do before a mission. I went to the ocean to look at birds. Then I did some cardio listening to science podcasts. I became an expert immediately. I then did the most scientific thing I could. I hid a camera in our bedroom and recorded us sleeping without her knowing. I had to keep it objective. I timed how long each of us slept as I reviewed the footage. I recorded my findings on my super professional dry erase board. I will prove I sleep less than my wife. But I started noticing something alarming. This data was wrong. Science began to lie. I've seen Interstellar, so I'm not an amateur at high-level physics, but I needed to consult with a friend. Fortunately, I know a lot of physicists who can help out.
Oh, and I'm just a comedian. I just play a nerd and a scientist on TV.
Turns out Jimmy isn't actually a scientist. He just plays one on TV, which I still find very confusing. Fortunately, I had more options. Kevin Peter Hickerson, Caltech PhD, nuclear physics. He'll do just fine.
Are you sure she's just not sleeping less than you?
No, you sound like her, man.
Time is fluid. According to the camera, according to physical reality, I slept 7.5 hours and she slept 45 minutes. But that doesn't make any sense.
The gravitational forces needed for this kind of distortion would be enormous. I mean, for this to happen in your bedroom in a repeatable way would be extraordinary. Pack your bags, get some sweaters, just throw them to Stockholm, baby.
The world's biggest IKEA.
No, that's where the Nobel Prize is given out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boom! God, I'm so tired.
Our boats were being pushed by different winds. He yearned for a Nobel Prize, and I needed my wife to admit I'm right and for her to think I'm awesome. We got to work the only way we know how.
Okay, but are you sure that you didn't just sleep more than her?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Let me explain another way. Right, imagine that we're on an orange.
Oranges have nothing to do with anything, but I didn't want to point that out. The stress was getting to him.
Okay, so there's a wormhole connecting your two quantum states.
So I'm the worm, she's the hole.
Well, yes, but no, not at all.
As he continued to make no sense, I documented our journey for future peer review.
The time dilation factor, where you're sleeping on your side and Amy's sleeping on hers, they're off by several orders of magnitude. She slept for 71 hours and you only slept for 3 seconds.
Whoa.
We cracked the code.
I mean, this is amazing. I mean,
that's exactly right. That's how it felt every night.
I was right. She was wrong.
Basically impossible. So this is huge. I mean, the amount of energy that could be harnessed from this is spectacular.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Benjamin.
What's up, everybody? We're going to take a bunch of calls. And my website's hugepianist.com. Hit me up. Join my email list. Let me know where in Europe I should go, because I don't know if I have any fans in Belarus, but I'd sure like to find out. So we're going to start off with Lonnie. Who wants to, let's just, I've never taken calls on the show before, but Lonnie, what's up? Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing? I want to get to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, of course, dude. I'm pumped.
Hey, I'm kind of a words guy like you, and I'm just curious because this term is used so much in public and in media on both sides, but nobody's really ever sat down and talked about it. What do you think of the term blackmail?
Well, I mean, it's more politically correct than the N-word, I think, right? I'm just kidding. Right. Do you mean blackmail, like the crime to blackmail someone, or a blackmail?
Well, actually, it's the crime. It's always used, like, it always seems derogatory and negative manner, but if we sit down and really take two words, and it's always used negatively, I mean, what should word be?
That's really funny, dude. I would guess, I haven't looked into that one, but I'm guessing there's some sort of historical story for literal black male. But I don't know. That's insanely funny. It's kind of like black ice in the winter, where everyone's like, watch out for the black ice. You can't see it, but you'll totally slip on it. Or Africanized bees, like black male. I'll look into that. That's fascinating, though, because it is kind of funny. It's like, blackmail. But, all right, so blackmail, the action treated as a criminal offense of demanding payment or another benefit from someone in return for not revealing compromising or damaging information about them. Extortion. Demand money or another benefit from someone in return for not revealing compromising or damaging information about them. That's why the only, just to kind of go off a little bit on this, the only way to beat blackmail is always go reveal it. That's why you got to live your life in truth, because it's the only weapon against something like that. Someone's like, hey, I got a picture of your wiener from 15 years ago, and you got to send me money or agree with the global warming hoax, or I'm going to show everybody. Just be like, great. Just, you know, great, show everybody. You have to own it, or else you never want to be a slave. Just never accept anything for slavery. But, like, whether or not it's tied to black males, I doubt it. I think it's just a hilarious coincidence. Like, because mailman, I always thought was funny because it seemed redundant, like a mailman. It's like mailman, but it's M-A-I-L. Because then you run into the fallacies that a lot of, like, feminists will do, like, his story. Now, it's from Eastwar, which goes back to Latin. It has nothing to do with his story. So these are fun things to think about and you know, riff on. But I don't actually know. All right. Thanks, buddy. It's great talking to you, man. Now let's go to Chris in Utah, who I guess wants to talk about science. Science!
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, pal. What's up?
Okay. I think we're a little bit of kindred spirits. This is just going off my perspective or my experience, but isn't it interesting, at least for me, that the people that either slag off conspiracy theorists or they think that anyone that questions anything is stupid, but yet they're the ones that never do any research. They take any mainstream news at face value. They believe that the first, you know, article title of any, you know what I mean?
They're
the very ones that don't do any research. They don't look for anomalies. They don't look for inconsistencies. I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're projecting exactly what they're doing. I'll give you a perfect example. The Russian collusion narrative is way, 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 way more unfounded on any facts than anything Alex Jones has ever said. Like, the frogs actually are wearing roller skates and going to raves. No, but, like, literally, though, there is scientific evidence that frogs have absorbed some chemical through their skin. It was done at Berkeley. So when people, the biggest thing that people say about Alex Jones is, oh, the frogs are turning gay. There's way more evidence of that than of Russia collusion. And I was thinking about this word thing where it's like America, the mainstream media in America has been pushing this narrative that Donald Trump may be friends with Putin secretly. And they've spent millions of dollars trying to show that they've, like, had phone calls, right? But yet, if someone says, like, oh, why are we selling all these weapons to Israel and Saudi Arabia? People are like, do you believe that there's a secret plan? You're an anti-Semite or something. It's like, there's no word anti-Slavite. Like, when someone's like, or it's Slav, which actually is derived from the word slave or the other way around. I got to look into that one. But, like, there is no word to be like, why do you think there's a secret cabal, like, with Russia, that there's a secret plan behind closed doors? Are you an anti-Slavite? You're an anti-Slav. That doesn't exist, even though that's clearly a much more obvious word. And so what you're saying is absolutely true. Science a lot of times goes kicking and screaming into things that are absolutely proven. And a perfect example is Tesla. You know, now Tesla is seen for the genius that he is, but in his time, he was rejected by all of science. They rejected all of it because he was doing engineering. He was showing people AC versus DC. And then science said, no, direct current. And what rhetoric did they use? They electrocuted an elephant just because it was shocking. I'm dead serious. What's his name? Edison, when he realized that Tesla, who was an engineer, not a scientist, figured out that alternating current was more. Oh, yeah, I do kind of look like Tesla, by the way. It's weird. But that alternating current was way better than direct current. What did Edison do with his science? Did he try to dispute him? No, he electrocuted an elephant. That's a true story. Look into it. Buddy, you're the man. Thanks for calling. Next, we're going to talk to Kelly from Colorado. What's up, Kelly from Colorado?
Hey, my brother. First off, I want to preface this. I've been an InfoWars fan since 2006. I buy all the products, so this is not a dog on Alex. So I'm a huge fan. But look at what is going on. I mean, I'm calling you because I know you can talk about this. Look at what Omar did. I mean, we're talking about words. Look at what the word anti-Semitic is. Now if you criticize Israel, you're an anti-Semitic. What other country? Are you anti-Chinese if you criticize China? Alex criticizes China every day. We all criticize Russia, whatever. We know all that's bullcrap. But the point is, look who is in control. And I'm not this freaky, you know, anti-Semitic.
You don't have to justify it. Yeah, you don't have to justify it. One habit we all need to stop breaking is saying, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists. What you're saying is absolutely valid. And you don't need to justify that because you are a conspiracy theorist. All human beings are. We all think in terms of this. And you're absolutely right. Anti-Semite used to mean someone who hated Jews. Now it means someone Jews hate or someone who criticizes anything related to Jews. It's nonsense. And so people are terrified by it. And when you're talking about the Ilhan Omar thing, yeah, it's being used as a backdoor way to restrict free speech. And yeah, you have the right to criticize Jews in Israel, and you have the right to criticize the Vatican. What are you, anti-Popeite? I criticize the Vatican all the time. My whole theory is it's men in weird hats. You know, you got the Pope, you got, you know, the Russian Jews with the giant fur hats. You got the Shriners with the weird hats. Literally, you know, the Amish, I call them the Illuminamish. But bro, Kelly, you're right on the money, and it's because anytime someone uses a made up word, anti-Semite, think about when there's an art piece of Ronald McDonald as Christ being like urinated on. Is there a word for anti-Christian, like anti-Jesus? No, of course not. It's nonsense. All right, much love. I'll see you guys in like a couple minutes. I'm taking more calls. This is a blast. I love interacting with you legends. See you soon.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds.
second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
Get back to the shadow. It's awesome. All right, so we're going to keep taking calls because I'm having a blast with this. And frankly, I didn't, you know, I could talk about Joe Rogan being a sodomite for another 5 hours. But I know it wears on people. At first, they're like, Big Bear's really funny. And then they're like, Big Bear, we get it. He practices sodomy. And then they're like, Big Bear, take a call. Look at him. Look at him. He's open for business. For those of you just listening, he has an earring in one ear. He's got his soy boy face mouth open, and his hand is signaling exactly where he's ready to party. All right. So let's take a call. Oh, there's another one. There's another one. He's open for business. Look at him. And I'm glad him and Alex made up. That was really touching. And I'm, you know, bury the hatchet, turn the other cheek. I love it. But here I am, just a guy pointing out sodomy. Anyway, Steve from Canada, let's talk.
on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all the bears in the chat room on Noam Benjamin Clips first.
Oh, yeah, and that's run by Base Texan. He's a great dude.
Yeah, we're having a good chat in there. They're awesome. And thank you for everything you've taught me in the last 6 months. I've grown so much. It's insane. So I'll cut to the chase here. A friend said to me, it's incredibly easy to be a good person when goodness isn't tested. Would you, for example, save a Jew in World War II if you had the possibility? I honestly answered with, I don't want to find out. Would you still be a good person if the risk of being good could hurt you?
That's the whole question. Good doesn't mean anything if it's not tested. And I saw that in the comedy world. And one of the reasons that I have such hard line ethics is because my town is the only town in America that took in Jews during the World War II, Oswego, New York. And it was only 900 total for the whole country. So the whole narrative about fighting Hitler, about the Holocaust, total nonsense. And it was in 1944. And so I studied it a lot in college. You know, why didn't more people act? Why didn't more people save people in the Holodomor? Why didn't more people save people in the Armenian genocide, you know, all this stuff? And your question is exactly right. And I faced that as a comedian, where in Hollywood, I experienced that. My face is painted on the wall of the Hollywood Improv. So when people say, you know, you're a has-been comedian, you are disgraced. No, when I stood up against transgender kids, they had just painted me on the wall. Okay. So what I faced was exactly that. Where it's everybody enjoys the freedom until it's tested. And freedom comes from self-restraint. Freedom comes from sacrifice. And, of course, you have to like that scene in Braveheart. That scene in Braveheart is perfect logos, right, where it's like he's about to be executed, and they're whispering in his ear, like, if you just renounce what you've done, we'll give you drugs to stop the pain. And what does he do? He says, freedom! Freedom in that moment came from his own death, his own sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no freedom. Like, my dog is a Great Pyrenees, a great dude named George, but he's always beelining to the neighbor's house who has a Doberman that's always in heat. Just a real W-H-O-R-E, if you know what I'm saying. So I can't let him off leash in my yard because he hasn't exuded enough restraint and self I'm not going to call it self-punishment, but just, it would feel a lot better if he's deep in a Doberman, but he hasn't shown that he's capable of resisting, so I can't give him freedom yet. It's the same with our nation. It's the same with everything. It's like people aren't willing to simply stand up and say no. The real N-word is no. Oh, that's George right there. Yeah, my beautiful wife. So to your question, here's the irony, and here's the thing that it doesn't reveal itself until you actually do it, is when you show self-sacrifice, when you stand up for something bigger than yourself, when you actually, like when I was hauling brush for $20 an hour after making just ungodly sums of money from corrupt Hollywood because of my ethics, my life got better. That's the thing that you have to understand, is it's not really self-sacrifice to figure out what you believe and put something above your own appetites. Because we all have appetites. That's why we're not our own God. That's why Luciferianism does not work. And you can't cheat truth. You can't do a little knee now to play ball, and then later you'll tell the hard truth when you get in. No. I lost a book deal with Norton, right? They gave me like $60,000. They took it back because I wouldn't stop calling Lena Dunham a CUN next Tuesday, right? So... and that's prestige. You know, they published Guns, Germs, and Steel, all of Michael Lewis's books, and people close to me were like, just play ball now so you can get that credit. And then later I'm like, once you kneel, you never get up. And when I did that, I thought that I would be destroyed. And in fact, I now make a great living sitting in my backyard talking to people I relate to with my growing family and my dogs. I hope that answers your question, Steve from Canada. You're the man. Let's talk to Roberto in Texas.
Hey, Owen, I'm a big fan. I'm glad Alex Jones has you on. It's a great spot. Yeah, my name is Dr. Roberto Moreno. I'm calling from Galveston, Texas, and I wanted to talk a little bit, not too much, about, you were talking about definitions this morning.
And what
I learned is actually a very important class I had in college. I took a professional ethics. It was a philosophy for engineers. And basically what I learned in that class was, is that most people, and I would say most Americans, we all agree on the same, we all kind of agree on the same issues. We all agree on the issues. What most people argue about, though, are actually the definitions. They're not actually arguing over the issues. They're actually arguing over definitions. And a good example is, for example, let's say gay marriage, right, back in the day. So people really didn't have problems with two guys getting together and living together. But what people had problems with, though, was calling that marriage. Marriage, by definition, was a man and a woman. So people would get all, you know, angry and fight over, you know, gay marriage, but they weren't really fighting over the gay marriage. They're fighting. I just kind of wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. Most people in life, you realize they're arguing over definition. And when you get a person on it and you say, hey, you know, what's the definition? They don't want to tell you the definition.
Dude, I did that's a brilliant observation, by the way. And I did a whole video for Prager University called, I literally don't remember. It's basically how to argue with a leftist or why. I can't remember. It's fairly recent. But I think the point you're getting at is most people agree on goals and they're arguing over how to get to that goal. And that gay marriage thing is a perfect example. So most people, the reality of it is people were arguing about the state's role in taxation and because when I was for gay marriage, I thought it was an issue of deathbed inheritance between life partners and, you know, whether or not you can legally have the protections of a man and a woman. But I was never on board with saying it's the same as marriage, the word marriage between male and female, you know, and it's very similar with like gun rights and gun confiscations and gun control. There's some people that look at guns and they see crime, you know, but that's not reality. And I think what you're saying is absolutely true, where it's like, if you identify your terms first, so many more people would not argue. And I think that's one reason why there is an element of people that keep misrepresenting words so that no one can have an honest conversation. Because you're right, most people have the same goals. We're now seeing leftism, which isn't the same goals as most people. They want to see any distinctions between male and female destroyed, any boundaries between nations destroyed, the family unit is slavery, they get to be their own god, stuff like that. But what you're saying is absolutely correct. When you're dealing with people that have the same sense of logo, structure, adherence to natural law, I completely agree with you that people fight pointlessly forever. Real quick, we only have like 1 minute. Let me just do a quick one. Ryan in Canada.
Big Bear, cheers from Canada. Good to talk to you.
What's up?
Perfect caller leading into my question. You know, a king's sons never pay taxes, right? And that said, are we all really being made bastards to lose our inheritance and our children's inheritance?
Yes. Well, that's why I'm so fired up, is my love for my children. Like, that's what motivates me tremendously, is looking at my kids and thinking of the war debts and the public schools teaching transgender nonsense. If I didn't have children, there's a good chance I'd still be on the lazy river of agnostic materialism. I never hated God. I never hated marriage or hated love, or I didn't have that in my heart, but I had just no engagement in it. I was like, whatever, dude, let's just drink. Now that I see the future, I'm very, very intense about these issues. I love you guys. Hugepianist.com. Stay in touch with me, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video